It is that time of the show on a Friday morning, live in your driveway. Jay's just going to lose it. We got dogs.
We've got dogs, people. We've got dogs. Now, not just any dogs from the Hudson Circus as well. These are the performing dogs, Dave.
Absolutely. Bo, mates, thank you very much for coming down to Rural View. I know you're here until Sunday, then you head off to Airlie Beach.
Yep.
Looking forward to that. This is just one of the dogs you have.
Yeah, this is Rolls Royce. He was seen on Australia's Got Talent as just a 10-week-old puppy.
Wow.
And now he's all grown up, showing off some tricks.
Now, I've just been told as well that Rolls Royce is actually deaf.
He is. Rolls has gone deaf, so he pays a lot of attention to Sim.
Yeah.
As you'll see in a couple of your videos, but he is a very special dog.
Yeah, but like you say, for a dog to be laser-focused the whole time, watching the mouth cues and the hand cues, how hard is it to train a dog to do these sort of tricks? Now, the people at home can't see this, but Rolls-Royce is jumping and going between legs and that kind of thing. This is a lot of work, right?
Training is actually very simple. You just got to get the dog's attention and find out what works best for each dog. All dogs are different, same way we like different foods.
Yeah.
Or we like doing different activities. The dogs are the same thing. So find out what they like best. And you can unlock anything.
That's
I'd be
awesome.
Happy with my dog just getting off the couch.
You can hear the people clapping in the background just watching.
Sometimes
we
have the problem of them not wanting to get off the couch.
They always say never work with animals or children, but I feel like sometimes the animals are easier to work with than the kids would be.
Yeah, we tend to work with both at the circus.
Yeah, right.
And it's definitely, for us, it's easier to work with dogs.
Yeah, right.
Can you teach old dog new tricks?
Definitely. You definitely can teach old dogs new tricks. I had a rescue dog. She had both her back legs broken, told she'd never walk again. At the age of 8, she went to the Agility Nationals. She finished 3rd fastest in the country.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
So it's not just about young dogs, old dogs. It's just unlocking their potential.
Now, you've got the van here. You've got quite a few. How many dogs in particular do you work with at the Hudson Circus?
So, in total, we have 10 dogs.
Wow.
We have a couple of retirees, a couple of young'uns, and a couple in the show at the moment. In the show, we normally bring out 4 to 5 dogs.
Yeah.
We have Mickey Mouse, a grandfather, who's about to come out. He has a very impressive trick.
Okay, here we go.
He's also the world record holder for jumping 15 people in a row to catch a frisbee.
No way.
That is amazing. So this is Mickey Mouse, this one?
This is Mickey Mouse. Okay. So on Australia's Got Talent in 2019, we reached the semi-finals.
Yeah.
And you would have seen him jumping over the top of the judges.
That is crazy. So he's here, and you can see these dogs in particular at the Hudson Circus through until Sunday. Then you're off to Airlie Beach for our Whit Sundays listeners.
That's right, yeah. Airlie Beach. And
oh, wow.
Okay, we've got to stop there, Bo. This is the special trick, right?
Yeah, this is what we call the footstool.
Oh, so Mickey Mouse has jumped up on a pair of legs that are hovering in the air, basically.
It's all about teaching balance, and for us, we want to unleash the dog's potential, find out what they're capable of. A lot of dogs just sit, drop, stay, which is really good for a lot of dogs.
Everyday dogs, yeah.
And we would love a nice sit, stay sometimes. They get a bit excited.
But you just take it to the next level by saying tap dance, and it's doing your routine. But
And as you can tell, when Sim drops the treats, the dogs get focused on the ground as well.
Look, we'll put those videos on our Facebook page so you can check them out. Don't forget to check out the Hudson Circus. It will be at Mackay Showground through until Sunday, of course, then moving on to Airlie Beach. Bo, I'm a dog lover. I have 4 of my own dogs. This has just brightened my day this morning. Thank you for bringing them down. I appreciate
it.
Thank you.
We might have to get a couple out for some cuddles.
Absolutely. Oh, I think that's probably a must. That's a must.